Robinson announced that he was exposed to the coronavirus 4 days before Christmas by his son, who unknowingly brought it with him from law school.
We have gone through it. We certainly have experienced it. My son had it a second time. He managed to give it to me and my wife. We felt very fortunate that we did not have an adverse effect. But obviously, this is the problem with COVID, is some people have very strong reactions and some people don't have reactions at all.
The Department of Health has told the mayor that he can neither give nor get COVID-19 for roughly the next 90 days, but he'll continue to practice the safety measures laid out by the experts.
But I will continue to wear a mask, certainly the right thing to do, even though I can't give COVID or get COVID for the next 90 days. It's possible even longer, but it looks like it only lasts probably that long. That's why certainly it's important that everyone get the vaccine.
You're going to see more state effort than what we've already done, which has been significant. And I just want to be clear on one thing. We don't believe it's time to rest.
Speaking Monday in Longwood in Seminole County, Governor Ron DeSantis rolled out 4 new methods to continue what he calls an aggressive approach to get needles in arms. First, the Departments of Emergency Management and Health will identify testing sites that can be converted to vaccination sites.
These are sites that are generally pretty large, have a lot of parking capacity, have drive-through capacity. We need to add additional layers to the vaccination strategy. We believe we'll have enough doses to be able to do that.
Second, the state will be identifying places of worship in underserved communities where the vaccine can be administered. The pilot program for that was Brownsville Community Center in Pensacola, which is adjacent to the Brownsville Church of God.
And it was a great success. We were able to vaccinate over 500 seniors and also have them scheduled for their booster shot, which they will then receive at the same location when that time comes. So you're going to see this approach all over the state.
Third, state emergency management is directed to activate contracts for 1,000 additional nurses to support vaccination efforts statewide. And fourth, a state emergency response team will take on extra work to vaccinate residents in Florida's 4,000 long-term care facilities.
Currently, the vaccination of residents and staff in long-term care facilities, including assisted living facilities, are being handled by CVS and Walgreens pursuant to an agreement they have with the federal government, but we want to accelerate that pace. We believe vaccinations, the sooner the better.
Given the disorganized nature of vaccine distribution across Florida thus far, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson was asked if there could come a time when cities and counties are asked to lend a hand.
If the state chooses to roll it out through municipalities and jurisdictions, we'll be happy to help. At this particular time, we're more of a sideline player, and the decision has been made to move through hospitals and Department of Health. So along that line, we will help in as many ways as we can.
Meanwhile, 2 mass vaccination events are on tap this week for those 65 and older. The Santa Rosa County Health Department will be offering the vaccines beginning Tuesday, while Ascension Sacred Heart will hold clinics on Wednesday at 2 locales, Olive Baptist Church in Pensacola and at the Milton Community Center. More information on both events is available by calling 983-4636. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.